Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost and part 5 of Audrey. So Audrey and I had a good chat last night, and I mean, she can talk about this for hours, let me tell you. We're trying to break things down and sort of summarize the high points for you guys because, as you can imagine, there's so much that happens minute by minute with something like this. So take a listen to this, what we could summarize from our discussions last night. From Audrey to you. Okay, so last time I shared with you guys, I was telling you about our feelings about what we could do about this baby, Aiden and I. I can't go back to the same doctor that I saw the first time because I'm progressing too quickly, or it seems like to me. I don't want to go to a regular doctor, my regular doctor, because I don't want him to find out something that could lead him into some decisions that I'm not exactly into, if you know what I mean. Aiden and I picked a clinic in the next town. We would tell them that we're just passing through and tell them I wasn't feeling that good and that I needed to be checked out. And then there was also the question of terminating this pregnancy. We were way too far along, really, for anything like that, anything that I would have planned in my normal life. But things were not normal right now. And at that moment, mostly, we were just checking in on what they would say. We agreed with each other, Aiden and I, that all options were on the table, remember. So we had to be open to any crazy idea that each other had. Either go with the idea or have enough of an argument that we could shut it down. We saw this trip as an information gathering trip only. We needed to see what they would say. We couldn't look inside my belly on our own, so we needed someone else to do it, obviously. Some very strange things did happen, though, before our clinic visit. Well, that day overall. Our appointment was at 11 that morning, and where we were going was about an hour and a half away. So we got up like normal. I don't have to go to work because I was on leave at that point. Aiden took a few days off and said it was a family emergency. So we bought a few days to try to figure some things out together in a more organized state of mind with more determined goals than we started with. That weekend where I dropped the bomb, we talked so much. I could never reiterate all of it here. I mean, you can only imagine what the conversation went like. But I gave you most of the background, so in my last share. So I'm not going to go through that all again. I think I shared enough that you got the idea. So this morning, it was a very stressful morning. I'm sure you can picture the type of morning that it was, where everything seems scrambled and you're in a hurry every single second, even though you have hours before you actually have to be somewhere. We were completely distracted by this appointment. We did our best, though, even through the distractions. And let me put it to you this way. You know when you're, well, you have somewhere to be and you feel like you're running out of time, and in that short bit of time that you do have left, every single thing that could go wrong does? That's how this morning was. That's how it felt. That's how it was to us. But after getting through it, we started to put it together that maybe this was all by design. Maybe we weren't even really meant to go to the clinic that day. Was someone trying to stop us from doing that? We weren't sure. Here's how it went. And keep in mind, you know, like what I said yesterday, you think things are so easy. You think it will just, you know, you can go somewhere and then have this resolved, or maybe someone can figure something out for you just in one day. But you have to remember how many hours are in a day and how in a few hours you can only get so far. It just isn't as easy as 1, 2, 3. I cannot state that enough. So, okay, we get up that morning and we're just going to keep things normal so that we can keep moving along. I go to make my new thing, my veggie shake, while Aiden starts with his coffee. We're very tired because we didn't sleep great, but we're also very high strung because of what we're going to do that day. So I go to make my shake, but then for some reason, my blender won't work. The coffee's on, but the blender refuses to work at all. No matter what I try, I plug it in, I unplug it, just still won't work. Nothing happens. So I give up on that. We go to watch our news, the TV's back to static, so that's not normal either. It was working the night before, so why now? Right away after we start to wake up more, we both have this funky feeling, that feeling you get like someone's watching you or someone's been in your space. After our attempt to watch the news and Aiden finishes his coffee, we're just sort of standing there with that weird feeling. We felt like we woke up to a condo that wasn't really ours or that we weren't alone. That morning, light switches flickered. The TV wasn't working. When I tried to get ready, my curling iron and blow dryer wouldn't work. I slipped in the shower while trying to get that going. I mean, nothing was going our way, and it was almost like we were being sabotaged, which in the end, we felt like we were. When it's time to go, we're already partly at our wit's end, and we don't even know why exactly. Aiden tried to check in with work, but of course, our internet was down. Nothing wanted to work in that apartment. Nothing but the coffee, apparently. But nothing else that would make us feel like we were ready and set for the day. No, we just had to go as is. I mean, I was a mess. I did shower, and I couldn't do anything with my hair or anything, so my big and wavy hair, it was all over the place. I looked kind of like a mess. I just threw on sweatpants, and I decided I'm just going to deal with it. Aiden was frustrated because he was supposed to do a few things that morning for work, and he was completely out of touch. But the clock was still ticking, so we had to go regardless. In the car, the radio wouldn't work. Aiden's hotspot wouldn't work. We couldn't get onto iHeartRadio. We couldn't do anything. Even the AC didn't work. So there we were, windows down, nothing going on, and the both of us frazzled as we accelerated our way right out of town. We sat in silence for a while because things just didn't seem or feel right. I remember the sun seemed extra bright that morning, too. I definitely didn't want to take my sunglasses off, and even with them, I felt like the sun was just piercing into my eyes. Same with Aiden. He felt some sensitivity, but it wasn't quite like mine, I guess. We thought it was just our nerves. This was definitely not going to be a regular day. We get to the doctor's office, and we get in to see the doctor, and all of that's normal. You know, they took our names, we sat in the waiting room, and then we're called back. We get through all the introductions and blah, 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 and information, and then we finally get to it. I need an ultrasound so that I can find out where my pains are coming from. My made-up pains, of course. Immediately when the doctor pulls my little gown up to inspect my belly, I can see the look on his face, that things were not quite normal. He looks to us and says, could be the most perfect pregnant belly that he's ever seen. And I can tell he's pretty much amazed. My belly was really a perfect small dome. All pregnant women have a dome of sorts, but what I'm telling you is that mine was perfect and nothing ever seemed to move around, you know? Women's bodies change for sure. I know that because, I mean, I've been around enough pregnant people. What it felt like to me, though, is that someone maybe put something inside my belly, which sounds completely irrational and crazy. I know that. But it sort of felt like I had something inside of me, something else, something that didn't feel like me. I was afraid to touch my own belly. That's how bad it was. And that's not normal for a mother to be. Anyway, the point is that I can see the doctor's face, okay, and he's noticed something odd. I just know he did. Remember, this is an information gathering appointment for Aiden and I, so I'm watching everything the doctor does, more for his reaction almost than, you know, if things were normal and I was pregnant with my own baby, I'd only be consumed with that. Long story short on this doctor appointment, because I don't need to go through it all play by play, just let me give you the rundown. The doctor told me I appeared to be four and a half to maybe 5 months pregnant. And that's a little bit further along than the doctor said before. And I was just there. My dome was getting a little bit bigger. And I knew that. We discussed the idea of terminating the pregnancy because I just wanted to see what he would say. Maybe it was an option anyways. I have to tell you, if anything were normal, I would never do this. I want you to know that. I wouldn't want to abort my own baby. I didn't want to do it that late in the game anyway, but I did want to know what he had to say. What I got was discouragement on the whole idea, both to Aiden and I. I mean, I really just wanted to know what he was going to say, but if there was anything wrong with the baby, maybe then I would have a reason to stop this pregnancy. If there was anything odd, anything standing out that could maybe save the day, meaning if I had some alien child inside of me and it looked strange, maybe we could stop this. I know things aren't normal. I know it inside. And if I have some kind of foreign body inside of me, honestly, I just want it removed, plain and simple. That part is true. But he didn't have anything like that to say at all. It took him a while to actually get to a place where he could see the baby. I felt like the baby was hiding, or maybe it was being hidden from view. But he eventually did get in there, off to my side, and we did get some good views of the baby. He was commenting how the baby was on the move, but I couldn't feel anything. He definitely started getting some good shots, though. Some good screenshots, that is, so that we could take pictures of our beloved new baby home with us. And all he had to say was how my pregnancy was moving along fantastic and that we were going to be happy parents soon. Termination was not on the table, not according to the doctor. There was no reason to. We were people that loved each other. There were no problems here. We got the lecture. So putting that aside, we had to deal with what we did have. A little bit more information, but not much. The baby was moving around a lot and eventually did look at our screen as if looking right at us. The doctor was able to get a shot of that too. I mean, that was our baby. It did look normal. Aiden and I were starting to get confused. Things were normal. Aiden left to use the bathroom, and I just stared at that screen. The doctor took a page and had to leave the room. Now, when I was looking at the screen, it looked normal, but it just still didn't feel normal to me. So what's going on? And again, this screen's a still shot. Okay, the baby's not moving around anymore, or I can't see it. I can't feel it anyways. All the live equipment had been removed anyways, so this was just a screenshot. But then something very strange happened. While staring at that screen, laying on my back, wondering if maybe I was just losing my mind and everything really was okay. And believe me, I was open to that option. Maybe my hormones had just gone crazy, and this was all in my head. If I put everything else aside, like the electronics not working, my appetite, how I felt, what I craved, and everything else, like my hair and nails and things, this baby does look perfectly fine. Ultrasounds are awesome these days. I feel like I can see everything I need to see. Had my imagination just gotten away from me? Was everything just normal? And then that idea shot out my window, at least, when I'm looking at this still shot and it starts to move as if the baby's squirming a little bit, and then it looks directly at what would be the camera. I felt like it was looking right at me. And when it did, a small yellow glow seemed to emanate from its eyes. And then behind it, there was also this golden hue, as if the liquid surrounding this little baby had been illuminated somehow. I'm staring at the screen, and I'm sitting up a bit more, and I'm just enthralled by what I'm looking at. And then Aiden walks in. And it's as if the sound of the door opening made everything stop. The screen goes immediately back to the way it was. We get out of that appointment that day with me completely out of my mind, trying to tell Aiden over and over again what I saw and trying to make sure he could believe me, but I'm sensing the doubt. I explained to him that if I could have that doubt, I would, that the doubt is what I was looking for with this appointment. But we try to talk a little bit on the way home. I mean, maybe having an alien baby isn't as bad as it seems. Did we ever try to look at the bright side? Maybe it's just going to be fine and this baby will be super smart. After all, Hollywood does strange things to make us entertained. All I'm thinking about is that movie Alien, and in our baby's defense, nothing's happening like that. Maybe this is all something good. Maybe we're helping the world. I mean, my hair's getting longer, my nails are stronger, my vitamins must be awesome. My cravings aren't for anything that's bad for me, so that can't be a bad thing. Maybe this is all pointing in the right, awesome direction. This alien child, if that's what it's going to be, could be superhuman. Maybe I'm about to give birth to the most sophisticated, smart, and incredible little human being that there ever could be. It was worth questioning. Remember, Aiden and I were committed to looking at all the options until the idea of an alien baby was completely shot down. We were just going to go with it until we could disprove it and hopefully calm our nerves. That's really what the ultimate goal was, you know, to realize it wasn't true and just be able to go about our lives. It didn't take us too long in the car to decide that we were having the best human ever to be born on this planet. It lightened the mood for a few minutes, but there was still uncertainty around our new idea. There was that doubt still. After Aiden was able to calm me down and we had more excited talks about having some kind of wonderful super child, we then went into silent mode. We spent the rest of the drive home not saying even one word. The radio never worked, so it was just the open windows again and wind and silence. We wanted it to be something awesome. We really did. We wanted some relief from the extra pressure we've been under for 4 days. But somehow in the back of our mind, we weren't just settled with this idea that we were going to give birth to some incredible new type of human being that would be a great add to our planet. There was the doubt that we were really giving birth to something that was threatening or horrible, scary. Aiden had to pull over more than once on the way home that day. I will say that. I kept getting sick. Every time my emotions went up and down the roller coaster I seemed to be on, at the bottom, I just felt sick every time. So home to the unknown we would go. And just a reminder again, guys, that was one day. One day that we would have to get settled with, figure out what to do next. Were we scared or were we thrilled? We needed to figure that out. So just running out and getting help, getting this figured out so quickly, as some of people have mentioned, it's just not that easy. And okay, guys, looks like even with that short summary, we went over in kind of our normal time here. How do you guys feel about that? Does that bother you? These videos on that we've been doing lately started out on Stranger World. Now I'm actually uploading to both, but these new stories were a little bit shorter. So anyway, let me know if that's okay with you guys. And what do you think about what she had to say? I think her overall point and what she seemed frustrated with is that the moving forward really quickly just isn't that easy. And so by explaining this day and taking the time that it really was just one doctor appointment, you're going there for answers when you go to the doctor. Hopefully answers that make you feel good. But that's what they did that day. Left again without any real answers and only questioning what they're trying to know in the first place. So let me know what you think. And I will talk to you all soon.